I'm Vanessa Victor, and in these little chats, I'm going to just talk about being an adult dyslexic and just how life is for us. So if you haven't seen my intro post already, I did explain this isn't going to be so much of a why it's happening. This isn't going to be talking about executive function and working memory and phonemic awareness and all of those terms. This is more going to be chatting about real life lived experience.
My Dyslexic Life is brought to you by Remarkable Minds and the Truth About Dyslexia course. Check them out at the link.
So there was a post in the group earlier today, I think it was, talking about dyslexia and relationships. So we could probably fill months and months and months of content talking about dyslexia and relationships. It's a huge subject. But I also think it's a really important one, because at the end of the day, relationships are the things that can cause us huge stress or bring us great joy. And dyslexia does affect them. And I'd be really interested to know if you are the dyslexic in the relationship, or are you the partner of a dyslexic? Or are there two of you who are dyslexic in the relationship? Because certainly dyslexia does affect the way that we communicate with people so massively. And I think this is probably one of the biggest challenge areas for us in relationships, is like, it's communication. That's what people always talk about, isn't it? There's all those books, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus, and the love language, and, you know, there's masses of information out there about communicating with each other. So what do you do when one of you is dyslexic? I know from my personal experience, you know, communication has been a massive challenge. And it's even as simple as just not hearing what the other person has said. And I know that this happens in all relationships, you know, but when you're dyslexic, if you're thinking about something else, you can be so pulled into those thoughts that you really just don't hear your partner talking. But we look like we're listening. And this is one of the topics that we looked at actually in our course, was you look like you're listening, but it's not sinking in. So in relationships, this can really cause some problems. And gosh, I know in my relationship, just hearing something different, not hearing, you know, the request of, I don't know, can you pick up the dry cleaning today? Or just not hearing, no, we're meeting at 5 o'clock and I would tip up at 6 o'clock, because in my head, I was sure it was 6 o'clock. You know, agreeing that you're going to save for a holiday and then you go out shopping for the weekend, or you go out shopping that weekend and, you know, go and buy some bits and pieces, or, you know, get distracted and forget that you're meant to be saving for the holiday. And I think the biggest thing for me, the big problems that it caused for me, was just not understanding why it was happening. And, you know, I used to feel like I was less than, like I wasn't equal, because I kept making all of these really stupid mistakes. And, you know, that causes problems in the relationship as well. So it might start as a bit of a communication kind of issue, but it can really affect all your interactions. And I think especially if you're with someone that isn't dyslexic, it can be really hard for them to understand what's going on in your brain. And I think it's even harder when you are an adult, you're functioning in all of these areas in life, but then you keep making these mistakes, or you get accused that you're not listening, or you aren't able to communicate effectively or properly or authentically. And I know that word is really overused, but it really is true. Before I realized about my dyslexia, something would happen, I'd make a mistake, I'd get something wrong. And instead of kind of being able to say, no, I definitely think that this is what we're doing, or no, I definitely actually agreed that I would come at 6 o'clock, I could never be certain. I can never have the confidence that that I hadn't got something wrong and that the mistake wasn't down to me. And that's a really hard place to be. And it's hard for the other person as well, because, you know, then they get frustrated so easily, you know. They get frustrated with you because they can't rely on you to remember something, or you've, you know, stood them up again, or you've turned up on the wrong day, or whatever those mistakes might be. So, you know, relationships are tricky, and I would really say they're tricky from both sides. And for me, it's about seeing the differences. So my planning ability isn't great. So if we have to do, I don't know, 2 or 3 jobs and then be somewhere for a family do or family event, for me, that what's really tricky is working out where we should go first. Have we got time to you know, go to the Bunnings, which is a hardware store, plus pick up what we need to from the supermarket, plus go and pick up some flowers and then get to the family lunch, for instance. That to me is like, I just can't figure that out. My husband very naturally works sequences out. He's very, 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 very left-brained, and he can do that in his sleep. So it gets hard for the partners of people who are dyslexic to really understand why they can't do these tasks so easily. And if we are unable to really talk about our challenges, and we're unable to really talk about it without feeling shame, then that is what starts causing the inequality. So I don't know, what do you guys think? Does that make sense? You know, it would be fascinating to talk to people who are both dyslexic. You know, that I can imagine would be lots of fun. I would think you'd really get each other, but potentially it could be quite stressful if both your weaknesses are in the same things, because everybody has strengths and weaknesses. That's not just a dyslexic thing. This is more about how it affects our ability to have relationships. You know, the other thing that I have seen is that I think dyslexics can sometimes, we really hide ourselves away. And I would say what I see is we really want to be someone that the other person likes. So we kind of take on characteristics almost, or we are very malleable. So, you know, maybe the other person really likes French cinema and you're like, yeah, okay, you know, it's all right. But when you get together with that person, you're like, yeah, I love French cinema too, because you are really wanting to make that good impression and you're really wanting to connect. And, you know, for me, that's the other side of dyslexia that we just don't see, is that it makes us quite insecure, I guess, is where that comes from. And it really makes us want to kind of mold ourselves to that other person and like what they like and really take on their kind of hobbies or personality traits. And that's okay to start with, but then you get exhausted because you're trying to be someone who you aren't really. And that is just so tiring. And I've done that in the past before. And it's really that inability that we have to really know for sure who we are, and you know, be okay with making some mistakes and be okay with not being good at certain areas, and not being ashamed about our weaknesses. I think that's the real key for me. That's the key to being in a relationship with someone that's dyslexic, or being in a relationship with someone that isn't dyslexic. It's really being okay about your weaknesses and just get them out in the open. You know, if the more we try and shove them into a cupboard, the more they're just going to try and spill out at times that we don't want them to. So I can talk on lots of different topics about relationships, but I just felt like this one is one that really affects all of us. And it isn't just our kind of part, you know, home relationships. You know, this also happens at work, with friends, with children. And in fact, my son the other day said to me, "The thing is, Mum, talking to you, it's like in one ear and out the other." And he was right, because I was thinking about something else. He was talking to me. I was conversing with him, but really I wasn't listening to what he was saying. I was picturing something completely different. And yeah, you know, now it's a bit of a family joke. But I'm actually okay with it, because I just admit, yeah, sometimes it is, when you talk to me, it is like that. When my dyslexic traits are really at the front, yeah, you can talk to me and it's in one ear and out the other. But I also know that I can do something about it. And I can also just have that conversation and go back and say, "Look, actually, I'm really sorry, I didn't quite hear you. What did you say?" So that's the difference. I'm not trying to cover that up now. I'm not spending a lot of time stressing and being this person. I'm just myself. So yeah, this was the first My Dyslexic Life video. I am going to be talking about all sorts of topics, and I hope you've enjoyed it. So I'd really love some comments. Are you in a relationship with a dyslexic? Are you the dyslexic in a relationship? And yeah, could you relate to anything that was in this video? Have a great day wherever you are, and I'll look forward to seeing you again. Bye.